Eh? When we are saying witch has no power over us, when we are saying grave has no power over us, we have the hope of resurrection. When we are saying if I die today, I will be with my Lord, where do you get that freedom from? It was through Christ. That is the meaning of the gospel. The gospel is good news. Good news, salvation of mankind. That's all he came for, the salvation of mankind. That is the acceptable year. The acceptable year, that is a time that any sinner can come to God now and God will receive you. This acceptable period. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why didn't he add and the day of vengeance? Because the day of vengeance is going to come some thousands of years later, over 2,000 years later. So it was not yet the day of vengeance, it was the acceptable year of the Lord. So that is where you can see what we are talking about. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said the same thing in John chapter 5. Let's see another scripture in John chapter 5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Concerning resurrection, see what he said. Amen. Are we there? John chapter 5. See the way he made this statement so that you know how to read Bible. Verse 28. See what he said. He said, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. That's the voice of resurrection. And shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. If you read this scripture straight like that, you would think that a time is coming when he will just shout, hey, time don't do. Then everybody in the grave will come back to life. Then some of them, he will now separate them for life. Some of you separate to eternal damnation. From that scripture, if you read it like that, see, the resurrection is all in one day. No, there is in this Bible the first resurrection and there is the second resurrection in Revelation chapter 20. The first resurrection is the resurrection of the saints when they will go and be with the Lord. That is the resurrection of life. The second resurrection comes only after 1,000 years. That is when those who did not resurrect in the first resurrection will come before the white throne judgment and receive their condemnation. That scripture is separated into two. Daniel chapter 12 said it also. Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. Amen. Verse 2, Daniel chapter 12. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. So it's the same thing. Two periods. Just know, we have preached on resurrection. There is a tape there titled Resurrection. There is the resurrection, there is the first resurrection, and the first resurrection is in three parts. And then the second resurrection. So they are there. I'm just using that to let you know how one statement and only one comma there, that they put that comma, between that comma and the next statement is two different periods of time. And so when the scripture says it will send Elijah, the prophet, we saw that John the Baptist came and fulfilled the first part of that prophecy. Now, what of the second part? Who will fulfill the second part? Now, that is where the controversy is. But let us agree that the second part is to be fulfilled. That's all I've been trying to show you. That there is a second part to be fulfilled. How are we to know who is going to fulfill that second part of that prophecy? There's no other way for us to know. Hallelujah. Than in Matthew chapter 2. Let's read it. And I'll leave you to pass your own judgment. And I'll close on that. Very few minutes. more. Matthew chapter 2. Are we there? Chapter 2, verse 1. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Somebody shout, wise men. Say it now, wise men. Say it now, wise men. Remember, the Bible says in Daniel chapter 12 that the wise will understand. The wise will understand. Verse 2. The wise men came saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. They saw his star in the east and they have come to worship him. And we know the story. So I don't waste too much time. The wise men from the east, what were they doing? What even made them to be known as wise is because they were in the business of studying the stars. Praise God. They were in the business of studying the stars. They were astrologers. They know that every movement of a star in the sky there has something to do with an activity on earth. And remember, they are wise. Hallelujah. They are wise. They are wise. There are things a wise man knows that a foolish man doesn't know. Eh? That's the difference between the two of them now. And now, all of a sudden they saw a star. A particular star that they know. Anytime that star appears, it means a king is born. And they saw that star. Amen. The star is not the king, oh. But he is the star of the king. Do you know every one of us here, we have our stars? Do you know that spiritually we have our stars? Even occultic people, they go to... Amen. Now you need to understand this. This is very serious. Occultic people can go and collect your star. Why are they interested in your star? Why do you think occultic people are interested in your star? The Bible tells us, that star that the wise men saw, amen, began to move. And as it was moving, if the star was moving to show those wise men which king has been born. Your star is what moves favor to come your way. Your star is what moves you to be recognized. Your star is what announces you wherever you are. When your star is caged, you are like a man that is put inside a bottle, cocked and kept under the bed. Nobody knows about you. You become irrelevant. Nothing, 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 nothing. Nobody will cage your star in the name of Jesus. The star there, they began to move and follow the star. There were other stars, but this particular star was different from other stars. And they began to follow the star. Follow the star. Follow the star. Hallelujah. The star was going to pass through Jerusalem. Amen. Was going to pass through Jerusalem. It passed through Jerusalem, quite alright. But watch something that happened. The Bible says that the wise men, instead of them to keep looking at the star, they entered Jerusalem and went to Herod's palace, the king's palace. Because it's expected that if a king is born in Israel, then the king should know, with all his wise men around him and all the people around him, they should know. So they should come there to confirm. So many of you, we hear something that the Lord has revealed to you, and then you will go to a denominational pastor to confirm. What will he tell you? The Bible says the star disappeared. They didn't see the star again. Because remember, nobody else in Jerusalem was to see that star. Only the wise men. As soon as they came out of Jerusalem and then stepped out of that city again, the star appeared. Oh, I don't know how to present what I want to say. May God will help me, help me, help me. Lord, help me to tell them what you are causing me to understand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the star led them to Bethlehem. To that manger, to that place they keep sheep. And they saw, of all places, see where the king is born. The important thing is, the star led those wise men, and they found Jesus. But none of those religious people knew where Jesus was. None of those Jews knew where Jesus was. Now, if every star there represents something, then you can understand. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Revelation chapter 1, verse 16. Somebody will have to help me read it. Who is with the microphone?
And he's scattered us.
Revelation chapter 1 is a description of the Lord Jesus, right? As he appeared to John the Revelator. Brother Cedar, let me read. Verse 12 says, and I turned to see the voice that spake unto me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girded about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he, this is the Lord Jesus now, he had in his right hand, how many stars? Seven stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. Verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Which churches? They are in verse 11. Verse 11. Those are the churches. Saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia. Unto Ephesus, one. Unto Smyrna. Unto Pergamos. And unto Thyatira. And unto Sardis. And unto Philadelphia. And unto Laodicea. The seven churches in Asia that God used to give sure conditions that the church of Jesus Christ will go through seven church ages, and each age had a star messenger. A star messenger. All theologians know what I'm talking about now. All the Jews that went to school, they know it. That the church ages allotted to the Gentiles is seven church ages. Six ages have gone. We are in the last church age, which is the seventh church age, called the Laodicean church age. We have identified the first church age messenger to be Apostle Paul. That is the Ephesian church age. And on like that. Now, we are in the seventh church age. So in this age, how are we to identify the star messenger for this age? It will take wise men again to study the stars in this age. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. Take a look at all the stars. All the stars. And every Jew you know is a star. I don't have to call names now. You know who a Jew is, and you know how many Jews. Hey, even internationally now, Benny Hinn is a star. Billy Graham is a star. T.L. Osborne is a star. Or a robot is a star. I don't know who again. In Nigeria here, all of them are stars. The wise men, we are looking at every star. There's one star in Nigeria here with so much followership. So much followership. But he allows the sisters in his church to wear trousers and allows the men to palm hair. Even he himself, he palms his hair. So the wise one look at that one. He said, no, that's not a Bible star. Can I go? There is a very big star. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, thou shalt not make any graven image or the likeness of anything in heaven, on earth, and bow before it. He says it's abomination. But there is a star worldwide that is putting images. Saint Jude, pray for us. Saint Mary, pray for us. Worshipping images, giving them Christian titles. We look at that one. That is not a Bible star. Wise men. We looked at people who require have headquarters. A man and his wife, daddy and mommy, and gather people. We try to look for the wife of Apostle Peter. We love to look at those other women. Even Apostle Paul said, I don't permit a woman to teach. No, it's of authority. We saw that mommy and daddy stars. It was not a Bible star. We look away from it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We saw those business empires they set up and put church signboard. We looked at it. We didn't see that as a Bible star. Therefore, none of this in this age, Laodicean church age, could qualify. But while we were searching, we saw one star from America by the name of William Marion Braham. And he kept emphasizing, come back to Bible Christianity. He's the one that told us that the Pentecostal said speaking in tongues is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. He told us, he said it cannot be the evidence of the Holy Ghost because demons speak in tongues too. Hallelujah. And he told us, blessed be the name of the Lord, that the evidence of the Holy Ghost, evidence that you have received the Holy Ghost. He said there are two evidences immediately. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Sorry, three evidences. Three evidences. Number one is, he said, love. He said you will come to a stage where you will so be filled with the spirit of love until you will see somebody that has declared himself, herself as your enemy. As a human being, naturally you should hate him too. Instead of hating him, you find yourself still loving him. He said, when you get to that stage, now you have the Holy Ghost. Secondly, he said, anybody that you see anointed and claim to have the Holy Ghost, said, give the person the word test. Open the Bible and show the person. If that person can say, Bible said this and can bow and repent from his error, he said that is evidence of the Holy Ghost, because he said the Holy Ghost will lead you to all truth. But most importantly, he said the evidence of the Holy Ghost is that you will change from a sinner to a saint. The power of transformation is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That you can stand and say that, you know, the things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to do, I do them no more. There's a great change. Some people, the things I used to do, I do them more and more. They just come to Christianity and just add Bible on top and continue with their own lifestyle. Fornication doesn't mean anything to you. If not, Why will you say you are a Christian? You are reading Korokoro in the Bible that fornicators, adulterers, idolaters, drunkards, effeminates shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You are reading the Korokoro and you are holding Bible and speaking in tongues and going to sleep with a man that is not your husband. And still claim you have the Holy Ghost. You know you are not a Christian. And he emphasized. And somebody said, it is a culture of the people to wear trousers in the Western world. This man was an American and he told American women. He said, you daughters of God, thus said the Holy Ghost, drop those trousers. And he quoted Deuteronomy chapter 22 and verse 5. And it's an abomination for a woman to wear that which pertains to a man. And don't use grammar to explain that scripture. And say pattern means don't carry your husband trouser wear. That's not it. That's not it. Trouser. Na man cloth. Skirt. Na woman cloth for this part of the world. Praise the Lord. And he is the one that taught us so many of these things. And above all, he let us know who the Antichrist is. We discover all others are marrying the Antichrist. Amen. If you are coming here for the first time, we have that. It's in our tape stand with the calculation of that 666. And then you will see who is the person with that 666 mark. Who? So that you will know who, what is the seat of the Antichrist. Get in our tape stand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He taught us that. He's the one that brought us the scripture and said, the God of Israel, in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4, he says, hear ye, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord. He said, that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He did not come to the Gentiles and became three. He's the same one. He says he does not share his glory with anyone. But he taught us that same one God appeared in three offices, not three persons. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He's the one that taught us that you don't have to go to Bible school before you answer God's call. He gave us the evidence of a true call of God. He taught us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And those things, as we read and came across that star, we heard him preaching. He was the one that condemned women preachers. I'm telling you about a man whose ministry started in 1933 and he died in 1965. He's not alive now. But I know there's a scripture in Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. That scripture says, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he will begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. It is the voice, it's not the person. It is the message. He is also the one that taught us that there is no ministry called healing ministry. That there is no ministry called deliverance ministry. That there is no ministry called prosperity ministry. He taught us. He gave us a reference. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. He went to Moses. Hallelujah. He said Moses was asked to go with a message to Pharaoh. And when he went, what was the message Moses was given? He said, go and tell Pharaoh what? Pharaoh, let my people go. What is the ministry of Moses? Go with a message and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. That is his assignment. But Moses said, I know these people, they're not going to believe me. If they ask me, say, what is the sign that you sent me? What did I go tell them? He said, put your hand in your bosom. He put it. Bring it out. He brought it. It became leprous. Put it back. He put it. Bring it out. It became normal again. Say, ah! He said, wait. You are holding something in your hand, a stick. He said, throw it down. He threw it down. It became snake. He said, all right, pick it again. He picked it. It became stick again. Oh! Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's something. He said something. He said, Moses, if they will not believe the voice of the first sign, they will believe the voice of the second sign. The voice is the emphasis. The message is the emphasis. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Moses' ministry was not to go and toss sticks to snakes. Is somebody understanding? The sticks that he's turning to snakes is to let the people know that I go and send them. So that he too, he will not give them the message. But the magicians were there with the same gift. The magicians were there with the same gift. But what was their message? The message that followed there is, Pharaoh, don't let these people go. Another using the same sign. He said, Pharaoh, let my people go. Magician said, Pharaoh, don't let them go. So that you understand what is happening in Christianity today. Using the same gift, genuine gift, using the same gift, they are keeping the children of God more and more in bondage. Instead of letting us get free and worship our living God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you talk of anointing, up to this moment, in this age, no man has had the anointing that William Branham had. No man. No man has had the anointing William Branham had. In healing, in deliverance, in discernment. Mighty miracle signs and wonders. And the denominations, when he was busy showing the sign, so that people will know that now God sent them. They were following him. Oh, William Branham, the man of miracle. Everybody was following. As soon as he got their attention after some years, he began to deliver the message. They say, he has gone in error. He will have stayed in his ministry of healing and deliverance. Now, he started teaching. You see, that is why God took him away. Oh, yes, but the wise will understand. The wise will understand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Children of God, don't pursue miracle. Miracle pursue us. If a man's word pleases the Lord, he maketh him to be at peace even with his enemies. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall follow us. Oh, yes, the devil still has control over you because you are not yet connected to God. If you are connected to God, the devil has no power over you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you can never receive deliverance through fasting and through dry fasting, through going to any mountain. You can never receive deliverance like that. Deliverance comes through a knowledge, something you should know. Something you should know this afternoon that you must know to be free. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's something knowledge does. Knowledge gives confidence. Lawyers call themselves learned colleagues because they know their rights. There's something they know other people like us don't know. And that's why we they pay them. May they come defend us. We they pay them. If you know what thing they know, you're not going to pay them again now. That will give you deliverance in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm speaking about something that is going on now. And above all, to confirm the unusual ministry of this man. In 1933, as the history shows, he was in that river, Ohio, in America. The record says he was baptizing people. Or the 17th person he was baptizing. As he was baptizing the 17th person, a pillar of fire came. Hundreds of people by the river bank. People were running head and scattered. They did not understand what they were seeing. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Came and stood upon his head, and a voice went out clearly, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun my first coming, so are you given the message that shall forerun my second coming. Everybody heard it. That pillar of fire. They snapped the picture. Go to www.williambraham.org. You will see all these things I'm talking about. About the supernatural that followed this man, that vindicated him to be a voice of God to this generation. He boasted and shouted, I am the voice of God to this generation. If you must go in the rapture, you must listen to what he is saying. And what is the message that God gave him? The message is, come back to Bible Christianity. That's all. That's the message. Come back to the Bible, children of God. Come back to the Bible. That's all. And he exposed the Antichrist. He exposed his working and proved how churches are following that same mark of the beast, having that mark of the beast spiritually. Confirmed it. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And let me repeat. I said, I don't know him. I only heard the voice. The rapture starts in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16 with a shout. That shout is what the Lord Jesus Christ mentioned in Matthew 25 verse 6. He said, at midnight there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. It is the end time message. Talking about the coming of the Lord Jesus. Others are speaking prosperity, prosperity, prosperity. But there was a man that pointed people to the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell us to get ourselves prepared. Dress ourselves in the wedding garments.